And it's the best job I've ever had. You spend half your time tuning them and the other half playing out of tune.
Hi, I'm Mike Bloom, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Winnipeg.
It's the best job I've ever had. Guitars make life bearable. There ain't another job in the world comparable.
There's a guy who's not getting any younger. That's Mike Plume. It's his birthday on the day I'm recording this, so the other day when you're listening. So we wish our buddy Mike a happy birthday. I think Mike, I don't know, he's a pretty happy sort for the most part every day. I think he's a good egg, that Mike. I like that guy. So we'll send that out to him from his latest record, Lonesome Stretch of Highway, Mike Plume. And I was supposed to have seen the Mike Plume Band at the Black Sheep Inn last weekend. Guess how that turned out? But hopefully in October. It's when it's rescheduled. And, you know, there's got to be some hope for October, right? I mean, I know it's not looking hopeful in the short term here. This summer appears to be a bit of a wash. Remember last year when we said it was going to be the worst summer ever? And then it actually wasn't that bad. It had its limitations, but at least we got to go to shows. The times changed at the Beer Can. And got to see a show in Terry's backyard and, you know, a few other shows here and there. And this year, nothing. 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 We can't leave the house. unless you're a teacher, and then you can go work on your computer by yourself among a whole lot of other teachers. But I'm not bitter about that. Okay, this is a show, right? Radio show? Not my counseling session. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. This is your weekly singer-songwriter roots radio connection, originating on UMFM in Winnipeg and at tellthebandtogohome.com and on Podbean and all kinds of other places. And thanks for being here. My name is Jeff. You're your host here for the next couple of hours, playing you some good music. And boy, I'll find you some. Might take some digging, but I'll find you some. And you can always get in touch with me if you have requests or suggestions for next week. It's getting hard some weeks to put together a show, you know. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here in my basement. Also Jeff Robson. And holy crap, look. Is that true? Let me check again. Holy crap. In a couple of days, it's what we've all been waiting for so long. How did that happen? We've been waiting and waiting and waiting on June.
Well, it's a winter day again. And it seems like it might last for ages. I've been watching it for a while, and the whole thing seemed to pass out in stages. I spent a long winter night walking light of the moon. I spent another winter morning waiting on June. Well, in the freezing grass and icy creeks, so cold you can taste it. But then the sun comes through the trees, and being lonely just seems like to waste it.
Thank you. met her at the vendor. It was back in late December. She was buying for a bender. I was thinking six or eight. And it seriously dazed me when she turned around and faced me. And I know it seems quite hasty, but I thought that it was fate. Well, the whole time that we dated, we just drank and copulated, tried to keep our urges sated, saw the bedroom and the store. But in May I doubled over, told her next month I'd go sober, and she brushed me on the shoulder as she darted out the door. I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking when I thought I'd gone too far. I took June off of drinking, and she took off to the bar. Well, just the mention of abstention, something I thought well-intentioned, caused my girl to throw the wrench in on the plans for her and me. Through the night I whined and blubbered, then come morning I discovered only two long streaks of rubber where my Chevy used to be. I took June off of drinking, she found a brand new man. I took June off of drinking, and she took off with my van. Gets me so dizzy like a bottle of gin. For a month my ass was dragging, but I kept it on the wagon, through the shaking and the gagging, while my heart and stomach shrunk. Then sometime July 1st, I got mighty, mighty thirsty, so to toast the nation's birthday, I got stinking rotten drunk. While I was at the bar and freewheeling, she was back in my place stealing everything from floor to ceiling. She made sure she got it all. And when I came to this disaster, I found she had got the last word, lipstick smeared right on the plaster, sucker written on every wall. I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking. Well, I made no long-term plans to quit. Come on, really. June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, and she took off with all my shit.
Ah, the D-Rangers there. I hate that bleep. Come on. Oh, well, that's the D-Rangers there from the Pop Pop Patch with June off of drinking. And I've never really been much of a drinker. I've never really had cause to give it up, because there's not much to give it up. But I'm thinking that this year might be the year that I just, you know, give it the old college try. Like maybe I lean into it and see what I can do. Like maybe that's the thing that I've been good at all along, and I just never really found that talent. So maybe this is the year I go all in. I'm not giving it up. That's for sure. I got nothing to get me through the lonely, lonely nights. So maybe I just lean into it. Maybe. It's my plan anyway. We'll see how that works out. Before that, we heard the Handsome Family with June Bugs from the album Scattered. We had the Cash Brothers in there with Saturday in June from the great album How Was Tomorrow. And Caitlin Carey and Thad Cockerell from the album Begonias, a one-off, but what a great record. Oh, man. And then Caitlin went off to do what does she do, like Needlepoint or some crap like that? Something. And then Thad, I don't know if you read his story a while back, but he was ready to cash in. He was done. Like this music thing isn't working out. I think I'm gonna go raise chickens or something. And then Jimmy Fallon calls and changes his life. And, well, you know, hopefully that worked out for him. Maybe he could give Caitlin a call. See if she can get on Fallon's show. I don't know. What am I rambling about? No, I won't. I won't go there. You know what? This week has been, it's been extra crappy because I haven't found one NXS cover this week. Not one. I tried. I could not, for the life of me, find an NXS cover. And you know why I couldn't find an NXS cover? Because all week, it's been Bob Dylan this and Bob Dylan that. And Bob Dylan, I don't give a rip about Bob Dylan. Oh, God, I'm so glad not to hear about that anymore. Well, after this one more cover anyway.
And if you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. And if you go when the snow flakes storm, when the river's freezing, the summer ends, please see for me, she has a coat so warm. To keep her from the howling winds. Please see for me that her head hangs long. That it rolls and flows all down her breast. And please see for me that her hair hangs long. 'Cause that's the way I remember her. Traveling in the North Country Fair. Where the winds hit heavy on the borderline. Remember me to the one who is there. Cause she once was the truth. Love of mine. God, but you feed off of fears and hold back your tears. You give us a tantrum and a know-it-all grin. And just when we need one, when the evening's thin, building a mystery inside of the church, and where you sleep with the voodoo dolls, and you won't give up the search for the ghosts in the halls. You wear your sandals in the snow and a smile that won't wash away. Can you look out the window without your shadow getting in the way? And you're so beautiful, an edge and a charm, and oh so careful when I'm in your arms. Cause you're working, building a mystery and holding on and holding it in. Night. It's when the energy comes and the dark side's light and the vampires roam. You strut your astaway and your suicide poem, and a cross from a faith that died before Jesus came. And you're so beautiful, a beautiful messed up man. You're setting up your razor wire shrine. Cause you're working, building a mystery, holding on and holding it in. Yeah, you're
Hey, this is Taylor with the band Dawes. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
And just really just one song in this week's Quote Up songs that Terry's going to hate. So there you go. There's your song you can get mad at me for playing, Terry. That's new from Dawes. There, a little soulless cover of Walls by Tom Petty. That is a Tom Petty song, right? Yeah. Let's see here. What else did we hear? We heard Mikey Dell, a couple from Mikey Dell, single that actually came out a while ago, but I kind of missed it. A cover of Sarah McLachlan's Building a Mystery. I mean, When was the last time you heard a Sarah McLachlan cover? I guess somebody needed to do one, and there goes Mike Edell. And he also had the obligatory Bob Dylan cover of the week. Mike, I hear, is recovering from his big stroke. The guy finally gets on the road. He's got this big plan to tour around in the back of the van with his lovely wife and play these outdoor shows all over the U.S., and then he goes and has a stroke, which kind of sucks. But it sounds like he's recovering okay. Still got a GoFundMe thing going on if you want to help Mike get back on his feet. That would be good. And yeah, hopefully now we don't have to hear about Bob Dylan for a while. But well, I guess I'll tell you about, I guess I'll play you something in honor of another guy that I don't really care that much about. But our friend, our good friend, Gail, sent me this awesome post the other day. It was posted the other day by our old friend Willie Nelson. And, you know, you probably don't listen to the show to hear me read, but in case you missed it, maybe I'll read you this one. Dear America, this is your old friend Willie sending a note to see how you're doing and say I'm doing fine. I've long believed in the positive idea of being fine and being committed to a goal of always moving forward. If I'm backing up, it's just to get a running start. Those are words you can live by. But when times get tough for family and friends, and I like to think of everyone around the world as my family and friends, I sometimes look back on songs I've written that might contain some wisdom or maybe a laugh that still applies today. I once wrote a country song called 3 Days about the three toughest days of heartbreak, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I guess I'm thinking now about lessons I learned yesterday that would apply today and tomorrow. When the going gets tough and the tough need a little inspiration to get going, I think about another of my songs. Lord, please give me a sign, for these are difficult times. These are really difficult times. As for me, I'm getting bored to all hell, sitting at home and wishing I was on the road making music with my friends, but my problems are small potatoes compared to many millions of people who don't know where their next paycheck is coming from or how they're going to feed their families. I was born during your Great Depression of the 1930s, so I had some early experience with hard times. My sister Bobby and I were raised by our grandparents. After my granddaddy died, times were even tougher. For Thanksgiving dinner one year, we split a can of soup. Some may not think of those as the good old days, but my grandmother, who we called Mama, was always there for us. It took love and faith and music to carry us through. Even today, I can hear my grandmother's voice and her fingers on the piano keys as she played and sang Old Rugged Cross and Woody Guthrie's great anthem to America, This Land Is Your Land. The hard times made us strong and the good times made us stronger. Together they made me who I am. Now here we are, America, 8 decades later, and just like the old song, hard times have come again once more. Once again, we're trying to hold each other, hold to each other, and hold to your great American dream for every person. We're trying to find what unites us, to remember our shared beliefs in family, in love, and in your democratic ideals, so we can come through as a stronger America. If we don't find what unites us, we will once again be a house divided. We tried that once in the 1860s, and 600,000 Americans died fighting against each other. That should be our reminder that we need to get our shit together and remember the ways we are alike rather than focusing on the ways we're different. When our nation was in mourning after 9/11, you gave me the opportunity to do my part for the live concert America, A Tribute to Heroes. That inspiring event had one of the largest audiences in television history. I followed a string of great artists, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, Alicia Keys, and many more. Then I got to lead everyone in an inspiring rendition of your beautiful song, America the Beautiful. As we sang on stage that evening, I could hear the television audience singing too, a nationwide chorus raising our voices from sea to shining sea. To sum it all up, I'd like to amplify across America the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., "Let freedom ring from a hilltop in Texas." And I tell ya, those are some pretty powerful words indeed. I think maybe we can all learn something from that. How about a song featuring Willie and a song about Willie? And then some other stuff here on Tell the Band to Go Home.
It's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to know I love you, but it don't matter anyway. If I can't be there to control you like the other little children, you're gonna dream a dream or two. But be careful what you're dreaming, 'cause soon your dreams will be dreaming you.
It's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to know I love you, but it don't matter anyway. If I can't be there to console you, and when you go out to play this evening, play with fireflies till they're gone, and then rush to meet your lover, and play with real fire till the dawn.
It's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to know I love you, but it don't matter anyway. Well, I can't be there to console you,
and when you go out to play this evening, play with fireflies till they're gone, and then rush to meet your lover, and play with real fire till the dawn. It's not supposed to be that way. Supposed to know that I love you,
it don't matter anyway. If I can't be there to console you,
good friend of ours. We all feel he's done a lot for us, a lot for the world. Hope you enjoy it. We'd love for you to sing along.
Pass me that joint. It's Willie's birthday. Wipe away all of your tears. Well, the world's gone crazy, but we still got Willie and all the good things he's done for us here.
It was 75, the time of the preacher, when the red-headed stranger appeared. Rode into town, blue eyes are shining, his memory is measured in tears. Hey Nashville, hey Austin, he's playing the songs of the old dear. How far old are these years? So pass me that joint, it's Willie's birthday. Wipe away all of your tears. Now the world's gone crazy, but we still got Willie and all the good things he's done for us here. Shotgun Willie waits through whiskey rivers, living in the promised land. His heroes are cowboys, the songs they're singing bring joy and laughter again. Hey Georgia, New Orleans, this song's for your native son and all that he's done. So pass me that joint, it's Willie's birthday. Wipe away all of your tears. Now the world's gone crazy, but we still got Willie and all the good things he's done for us here. Pass me that joint, it's Willie's birthday. Wipe away all of your tears. Now the world's gone crazy, but we still got Willie and all the good things he's done for us here.
Be
it finds me fast asleep and wakes me where I lie. I'm not afraid to die and bid this lonesome world goodbye.
Forget my sins upon the wing, my hobo soul will rise. I'm not afraid to die and be these lonely
Nelson set there for you. That's Willie along with Gillian Welch, I'm Not Afraid to Die. And before that, a couple with Nathaniel Rateliff. We heard Willie's birthday song, and It's Not Supposed to Be That Way, featuring Willie himself. Let's try to cram in one more here before we run out of time for this hour. How about one more June song? Let's just go back to that well. We'll play you one more, then we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more Tell a Band to Go Home goodness. Please stay with us. How about this one?
Here's a hymn to welcome in the day, heralding a summer's early sway, and all the bulbs all coming in to begin. The thrush's bleeding battle with the wrens disrupts my reverie again. Pegging clothing on the line, training Jasmine how to vine up the arbor to your door and more. Standing on the landing with the war you shouldered all the night before. Once upon it, yellow bonnets garland all along. You were waking and day was breaking, a panoply of song. And summer comes to Springville Hill. A barony of ivy in the trees, expanding out its empire by degrees, and all the branches burst to bloom in the boom. Heaven sent this cardinal maroon to decorate our living room. Once upon it, yellow bonnets garland all along. And you were waking, day was breaking, a panoply of song. And summer comes to Springville Hill. Years from now, when this old life isn't ambling anymore, will I bring myself I give my best to Springville Hill. Once upon it, yellow bonnets, garland all on. And you were waking, and day was breaking, a panoply of song. And summer comes to Springville Hill. Summer comes to Springville Hill.